We are approaching what is potentially a whole new era in the American automotive industry. The whole new era is really back to the future, so to speak, where Cadillac is throwing down the gloves, drawing the line in the sand, call it what you will. They want to be back as the standard bearer of American quality and the best of the best. You may not remember it, but many of us do. When someone would try to sell you a refrigerator, they would say, this is the Cadillac of refrigerators. Or any number of other items, appliances, whatever, to tell you how great it was, they would say, this is the Cadillac of televisions, whatever it was. Well, it's been a while since anyone has said that. But if Mary Barra and the team at General Motors has their way, and they are working toward this, we're going to see that kind of reaction once again. Now, the guy we depend on, who actually goes and drives these cars in advance of the rest of us, is Paul Eisenstein, chief of the DetroitBureau.com. And I cannot wait to hear what he has to say about this new standard bearer, the car that they've put everything on, it seems, the new Cadillac Lyriq. And I know that his review will be interesting, to say the least. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
It is nice to be with you. I have always been a bit envious. Is envious a bad word? No, envious of what you get to do. You've worked hard to get to do this, traveling near and far and testing out vehicles. And now you have done that with the new Cadillac Lyriq. I'm all ears.
Yeah, I had a chance to fly out to Park City, Utah last week. It was a very fast one. It was a one-night trip out there, but it was worth it. I had the chance to test a vehicle that's probably, well, let's put it this way, was one of the vehicles I most wanted to drive over the last couple of years. And the Cadillac Lyriq pretty much lived up to everything I had hoped it would be. Can I find a few flaws here and there? Yeah, I'm paid to find a few flaws here and there. But that vehicle really, really shines. And if this is the direction the Cadillac's going, well, I think they've picked the right way to go. Remember, they are planning to go 100% electric across the board by 2030, and this is the first step.
And I might add, you have embraced EVs. You've embraced the entirely electric vehicle, from what I recall from our conversations. I'm not there yet, but you're the expert, and you've been there for a while, Paul.
I've been a skeptical proponent of the technology, meaning I can tell you about all the challenges that they face. And the reality is I get calls all the time from people saying, what should I buy? Should I go electric? And there are people I will say, don't go electric, or go, say, plug-in or conventional hybrid. But there are more and more people now that I say, yeah, it's time to go, if you want, 100% electric, because the vehicles are getting so good. Starting to roll out, depending on where you live in the country. It's getting better and better. And the vehicles are, there's just more of them in more different segments of the market. I have my first electric vehicle coming, by the way, an F-150 Lightning. I have a cottage. We want a tow. We want to be able to carry kayaks and the like. So, yeah, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. But I would definitely say for people who are looking to get into a high-end EV, that the Cadillac Lyriq is one of the ones they should strongly consider. I would consider it very much over, say, a Tesla Model Y.
Over the Tesla Model Y, all right. And you've been a Tesla fan.
Mixed on Tesla. I think they're a very important product. They really helped change the market, but they haven't done much to change the vehicle. It's getting a little bit stale. I'm talking owners who are having what you might call Tesla fatigue. When you look at the Lightning, it is one of the most striking designs on the road. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it. at night.
We have only pictures, but not at night.
Yeah, we have some shots on our site, thedetroitbureau.com, on our review. The front end is absolutely amazing with its lighting. It's just a lot of fun. Remember, you can play a lot with the front end of an EV because you don't have a conventional grill up there. You don't need it. There's no engine under the hood. Everything is mounted under the load floor. So it's beautiful inside and out. You talked about Cadillac as standard of the world. Well, the interior of this is one of the most beautiful interiors I have seen on the road.
And you've seen it all. This is saying a lot, Paul Eisenstein.
Yeah, it really is. They've done just a great job. They set their designers free, and they said, do it right. This is a ground-up design, so you're not seeing parts carried over from the GM bin where you find, oh, wait a second, isn't that the same door handle we see on a Chevrolet and the like? No, it is all Cadillac. It's all it is all Lyric. You know, the range is good, 312 miles per charge. The performance is good. It's not the best, but they're going to have an all-wheel drive version coming later this year, which will significantly improve the performance. And it just is a lot of fun to drive. I drove it all over the mountains on tight roads, and it's fast. I won't tell you the triple-digit number that we got it up to, but I can tell you we were able to flog it around corners putting the emphasis on sport in sport utility vehicle.
You know, it's funny because here we are, without question, one of, if not the most important product in decades for Cadillac. They've put everything on this. And isn't it funny that the soon-to-be halo car for Cadillac is not necessarily, I mean, it's like it's an SUV. I mean, it's like the old station wagon or SUV. We haven't had a halo SUV station wagon to lead a brand like this and the first all-electric vehicle for Cadillac, period.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it reflects the changes in the world. If they had come out with an electric sedan, we probably would have liked it, but we would have said it's not got much of a market. Remember, very few people are buying sedans these days. The market has moved over to SUVs, and they made the right choice with the type of body style that they went for. It's interesting though, because it's not this big clunky SUV. It's got a much more striking design, and it works.
It looks sleek, and it looks beautiful, and I'm thrilled to hear that you find it living up to the hype, which is all we could hope for.
Yeah, this is a good start from Cadillac. Next, we have the supercar, the Celestique, which will be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, handmade, and then we're going to go from there.
Wow. How much do you think this will be, ballpark?
This starts around $65,000.
Wow. It's a whole new world. Very good. Mm-hmm. Paul Eisenstein, chief of thedetroitbureau.com. Go online, thedetroitbureau.com, see some of those pictures. Thanks, Paulie.
Great to be with you, Paul.
Always nice to be with you. It's 629, the Paul W. Smith Show. It's all Paul's this morning. Well, not really, on WJR.